Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Alright, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla, Radio Pulpit it is, and we want to say thank you so much to Bahlesh. It's back with you tomorrow. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. Man, this is happening throughout. Up to the hour 7, and of course, let me just start with this song. It's a beautiful song. Look, thank you so much to the people who really were happy to see us in Sebokeng yesterday. The brothers there were very happy to see us, and who came to us, and others said, let's shoot photos together. And they said, we are so happy to see you, man. And we really were graced. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The brothers in Sebokeng, we really appreciate. It was just a beautiful time to be amongst you, to be amongst you, to be with you, and to hear from you. It is just beautiful. So I enjoyed every moment, and of course, it's one of those things that comes, you know, once in a while, that you meet, you know, some of the friends and also some of the brothers who say, "We listen to you." Others says, "I've been listening to you ever since I was a boy." Man, it means I'm old. Been listening to you ever since I was a boy. Hey, banna. Hey, but it's beautiful. So thank you so much. Thank you so much that you are a friend also. You know, as Christ is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thank you so much for our brothers in Sebokeng. Now, these come from different ministries. I mean, I can't point one. They come from different ministries, and they just have been there. It was beautiful. I enjoyed.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Wow, beautiful song there. This is the music of the Staple Singers. I'll take you there.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Let me welcome our friends. Let me welcome our friends. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We have on the line, we have Chavelan Temanik, my brother, my friend. Greetings to you. Welcome.
Thank you very much, my friend. Greetings to you also in the studio. I hope that you are...
Hey, I can't hear you at all. I'm asking namhlanje if phone yakho is strikile ke namhlanje. Oh, kusiyami. Manje ngiyazwakala Jabu.
Oh, I can hear you, my friend, from my side.
Okay, yeah, sengiyakuzwa kancane kodwa kuyeza kuyazama. Siyakwamukela Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. Greetings to you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm very well, and how are you, sir?
I'm doing great by the message of the Father. Let me also greet the wonderful listeners, and also Mfundisi the wonderful name of Yahusha HaMashiach.
Awuzeke siyabonga kakhulu. And we have Sipho Paulos Khatebe, sawubona futhi.
Sawubona mfundisi, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani Khatebe?
Ah, wasibingelele, sibingelele umfowethu Javen Dominic indoda yefoni ethe ukunyamalala, sibingelele umfowethu. Mfundisi Motha, nomfundisi uleyi. Amen.
Kusaphileka kodwa.
Ah, uhamba kahle mfundisi, sibonga uJesu senzele umusa nje. Saphila, konke kuhamba kahle.
Asibonge nje kakhulu. And let me welcome also Umfundisi Umotha Mruti. Greetings to you. Welcome, sir.
Greetings to you too, my brother, in the name of Yahusha Mashiach. Thank you so much. Siyabonga Mfundisi.
Kusaphileka kodwa.
By the great that is doing well, and I hope you are also doing fine.
How are you doing well? You're doing well, man.
Yeah, no, see, ngangibingelele nama bafowethu la umfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani as well as our listeners emakhaya. Ekhamende Nkosi Jesu.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. Sikhuluma nawe ukuphi ke namhlanje wemotha?
Hayi, namhlanje ngapha ngisazobabona ekhaya eMpumalanga la eTriefontein.
Use Driefontein.
Yes, la bathi kusemkhonto duze kwase P3TF abaningi bazi P3TF ila ngiqhamuka khona ke bayasala kule ndawo.
Maplaza.
Yes, ya, ngifuna ukuthi maplaza. Akhola ngilosa.
Sengathi yazi umuntu ukhuluma ngamaplaza ekathi makathi P3TF uzathi sithi ubuya eAtridgeville. P3TF emaplaza.
Ya. Akhula ngigijima emva kwe.
Hey. Kodwa I hope bobo udla kamnandi and ngikhuluma ubisi lapha bovela ulithathe lapha yana. Usenge vele bese uyayiphuzela. Uqine vele.
Engele khona emlonyini ngengiqanga nje ngithi emlonyini.
Yeah.
Lumnandi kanja.
Lumnandi.
Yeah. Yeah. Lizaphuma efrijini, liphuma straight embeleni.
Ya, abalifakanga amakhemikhali, balipasteuriza, balifaka izinto ezisnacks, hayi cha. Straight. Siyabonga, siyabonga kakhulu. Usipho konjeni ubuya la eThekwini? Sipho kanti wena wazalelwa kuphi? Wesipho.
Asukule sitanene ubhuti.
Ngathi uyafika.
Awu ngwala isitanera baba, isitanera esakhile eLos nakamabhalane.
Ya, ya kamabhalane, ya eLos. Phela angithi umuntu esaziyo ukuthi uya okhulumayo uJabulani uyakhuluma ukuthi ubuye emsinga. Uyayibona ne. Insizwa yaseqhunwini ke le. Ubuya ngasebuthweni. Iqhunu phela liphethe ibutho. Ethibutho kakhulu lapha. Utshani budlula indoda. Uyayibona? And bese uma selibalele kanje kuba mnandi kuba kuhle. Ubona wonke umuntu emuhle. Bane skin texture enhle. Kodwa uma kuthiwa ibutho usuthu hayi lulapha. Jabu.
Ngiyabonga mfundisi, hayi ngiyabonga mfundisi. Jabuwena.
Mina phela angithi abantu bathi Marias jumpisele umZulu wena kahle ngithi ya ngumZulu bathi hey madala thina sithi umsuthu ngithi okay hayi kulungile ngifakeni lana ngifaka khona ngiyabonga hey madoda namhlanje we are talking about anger and we are asking the question, what is anger even all about? And what does it do in our lives? In other words, people are going to tell us, what did you do when you were angry? Something that you look back at and you're able to take stock of. You'll be able to say, okay, yes, I did this, I was angry. There are things that you did when you were angry and things that you said when you were angry. Things that you did to others and to yourself. Things that you said, things that you thought. Things that you wrote down, philosophies that you took on, perspectives that you started to embrace when you were angry, actions that you took when you were angry. And are you able to take stock of that and give account to say, "Eish, Mara, why it's Mola? I didn't do well, Mola, man." Or you're able to say, "Hey, akunataba. Kiyedi itzentwena. Akunataba." Are you able to do that? The very notion of saying, one basically has, to an extent, taken stock of what they did when they were angry. Decisions that you made when you were angry. Decisions that you took when you were angry. What happens to you when you embrace anger? And I'm talking about the anger of people, not the anger of the Elohim, the anger of people. Have you cut friends when you were angry? Did you file for divorce when you were angry? Did you quit your job when you were angry? Did you punch your manager on the face when you were angry? Did you beat your child to a pulp when you were angry? Did you think about suicide when you were angry? Or did you think about killing someone when you were angry? Did you swear when you were angry? What happens to you when you are angry? And I know people have theories and people will tell us this is what happens, but I want you to tell me what happens to you. Now, this is outside the theories that have been written. This is your perspective. What happens to you when you are angry? Were you always able to hold your own when you are angry? I know with myself, not always. I'd even cut ties because I was angry at some stage. And when I look back and take stock, I realize that was a very rash decision. That's not good. Remember, Naaman came furious. He went away and he said, and in 2 Kings chapter 5, 11, it says, "But Naaman became furious and went away and said, 'Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Elohim, he is Yahuwah, and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy.'" Naaman was angry, wanted the prophet to heal him in his own terms. Basically, disqualified Elisha in his anger. Nehemiah chapter 4 verses 7 says, "Now it happened this then Sanballat, Tobiah, and the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. There was much indignation in them." So much indignation. Because they thought this is an unworthy place to rebuild. And you know what Tobiah, Sanballat and did. Sanballat and Tobiah, you know what they did. They started to mobilize people against Nehemiah, to oppose the building of the wall. Imagine building a wall and then tomorrow morning you find that it has been vandalized. You have to start from all over again. Anger is also a fury that burns within a person. Remember the book of Esther, Esther chapter 1 verse 12. Now this is the most unquoted woman
about Dorcas kukhulunywa ngabo kakhulu, but Esther, very few people talk about Esther. Says, but Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command brought by his eunuchs. Therefore the king was furious and his anger burned within him. His anger burned within him. Was furious. It's when fury is burning like a fire inside us. You want to fight, you want to punish, you want to attack. That's how anger goes. That is what it does. Send us your WhatsApps and tell us how you are feeling about this topic. I am keen to hear from you. It's 0826572729. 0826572729.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Let me start with you, Sipo. When we talk about anger, what comes to mind?
Thank you for the topic, and it is true, anger, when it's about irritating, it's not correct. When you are angry, you lose the true identity of being godly. At the same time, it's only our nature that prevails the old man, the old Adam in us. And it is true from this irritating name, I mess up when I'm angry. And I remember when I was at Chandrel Secondary School, I was working there as a general worker. There was a student from this and I spotted him within the don't enter because gates are locked. I took the broom that I was using to sweep the floor. I went straight to him and he thought I was talking. And from this Shire Umtanyeru Apugeda Pesbak in the stick of a broom. So, and I was angry. But after a while, the Holy Spirit said to me, no, Sipo, you should have done better than this. And I was so remorseful, and I repented, and I asked the forgiveness of God through the Holy Spirit. And I understand that I was angry, and I didn't actually be hard to myself, but I did understand that I was wrong because I was angry. And the last incident, the thing I never knew, That's why I understand that growing up in not having a father, it piles anger in me. So whenever it's unleashed, it's at the toughest level of my anger. That's why I realized, no, I need to deal with this. So in these two incidents at work, at the same time in the family, I saw definitely good anger. That's where I lose it all. That's where I become the monster that I'm not appreciating that I was. And it's all painful from this when you realize, when you come back to your senses, definitely you are even a danger to yourself. And that's where I pray to God, God, please help me. Now I'm being delivered. Bandu basho nanu my yin, even at work last week, I was with Jolie. I was not an ex. Baba, we are fighting. And I was like laughing with them rather than getting angry. So that's why I realized that I'm now being healed. And it is through the help of the Holy Spirit that we can definitely dilute and dissolve the anger that is inside of us. Because the way it's coming out, it can release a tension of a higher level of anger where you didn't even realize that you are angry. Even the way you address issues is simple. You know, sometimes when you are angry, you are not able even to distinguish between an issue and a tissue. because issues need to be addressed. Issues are the lowest, lousiest things that you need even not to take into consideration. But if you are angry, from the word angry or anger is too dangerous. That is why we need the help of the Holy Spirit to deliver us. And in the Bible, in the promised land, he was angry when God instructed him soberly in clearly, talk to the law, Moses. But Moses, because of he was so furious, angry, the anger, he shouted to the people, do you think I can provide what for you, water for you? Mm. Then strike the law, the rock. Mm. Instead of talking to the rock that is Jesus, to pour out water. But unfortunately, he struck it. And God was so angry. No, because you didn't listen. Because umu angry from this, because of anger, you lose and you miss to execute the instruction that God has already ordained to your life. So it is true. We need definitely the Holy Spirit to deliver us and to help us. If Moses didn't enter the promised land, definitely it means anger can make us to lose of one of those beneficiaries of having the eternal life through Christ, who is the new world and is to come.
I hear you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, if you just joined us, we are talking about anger, what it is all about. Can you recall some of the moments in your life when you were angry? Can you take stock of it and say, yeah, I remember here. I was angry and I did this.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let me talk to you, Jabu. When we talk about anger, what comes to mind?
Thank you very much, my friend. A great topic also, once again.
Hallelujah.
Just to actually show us the danger of anger. Or just to educate us more of what anger is. I'm so glad when you were describing the anger or explaining the anger itself. He said that not the anger of the Father,
mm-mm,
but the anger of us, our anger, because of it was going to be easy for us to really confuse things, to speak about the anger of God. But it's the anger, like the rage, like that comes from us as people, as individuals. So it really one of the very dangerous spirit that we should guard against. It's a spirit. Anger is a spirit.
Mm.
I think I can start it from there, and this is a spirit that will really actually be burning within one, especially if one maybe has been provoked, or maybe one has been like they feel like maybe accused, or anything that might have maybe triggered the person to really end up being angry. But it's a spirit that will be boiling within them, eating them, and suggesting to them, and also causing them to do whatever that they decide. That's why in the midst of that actually wave, it's very important what you say and what you really how you react because of you might regret, because of, as you said, that some of the decisions that you might have made out of anger. When you look back, actually, it was not supposed to have gone that direction, but because of it was out of anger, that's why. So many of us, even myself, I really can recall many that I've made out of being angry. You know, one of them will be when I was still working in one of the shops that I will not call by name, just for privacy.
Yeah.
But when I was working there, actually, I really was in a position where I was pressed because of the pressure of work and also the attitudes and the egos and everything. I ended up fighting with a colleague, in the workplace where I was. Like, not the fight like with each other, but just, you know, throwing away from each other to the point of pushing each other. But the rule, like, or maybe I made so because of that, I found myself having to be expelled from incidents. Which, when I look back, I saw Google Tour, I just maybe because it was sort of a despise on my side as a, because I'm a believer, therefore anyone can take advantage and say whatever that they want to say and just walk over. Yes. You know. That's how I was thinking. That's how the anger was boiling within me. And then the decision to make and defend myself, then, you know, put me in a position where also all of us were killed and we were all expelled. You see. But if I would have been in a position where the Spirit of the Lord led, the word of the Father was sober in me, the Father himself took control over me, I would have been really a very situation because of I'm a believer. I'm finding myself in a position where I'm expelled because I fought. You know, a very bad exemplary at work, even to even the community in the church. It's because of anger. Anger. That's why the word describes anger as a sin.
Yeah.
Anger is the sin. You know, so that's why it says Malinga shown. That's why also there's another scripture that says anger is a choice. So as much as I have to do it, it's a choice at the end of the day, which is how do you act. That's why it's important, as I'm saying about my instance, that if I was really in a position where the Spirit of the Father will lead more than my emotions, more than my feelings, more than, you know, how thinking at that point in time, I wouldn't find myself in that situation. So, in the book of Proverbs 19:11, my friend, it says, a person's wisdom is patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. Going back to my instance, you know, I was offended and I retaliated. I found myself in a position where I had to expel. Yes. If I would have overlooked the offense, don't be offended. You know, I know people can question it to say that how Jablan, and they would even use you're born now. Yet, you know, it says a person's wisdom yields patience. So it's a cultivation of this attitude, cultivation of this character. It's not an instant thing, or you wake up in the morning and then you are patient, you've got this wisdom. You have to work on it. You have to really, like, cultivate this, actually, wisdom that will mean patience. Because one thing that can really, a character that you said will help you in times when you are provoked or maybe you are offended. Patience. If I would have been patient enough for the brother that was maybe throwing away or doing whatsoever, I would have been in a position where I was not going to take offense. And then it would have passed. You know? It was going to pass, and then we were all going to come back to our senses and see if actually others we are working for the very same, trying to make a living. There's no need even for us to really, look down on each other or throw waves to each other. But because that emotion that was so strong and so powerful at that point in time, which I allowed to control me, then I acted
which was regrettable. So let us at all times, you know, yield to the Spirit of God to bear the fruit of patience, so that we cannot find ourselves having to make decisions that we will regret in future. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Tell us about, you know, your experience with anger. And were you able to take stock of what had happened? Can you reflect on that now, the anger? Can you reflect on it and see what has happened, how it has affected your life now? The anger that you had, how it has affected your life now? Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. What does the word of the Father say with our anger? Our anger, personal anger. What does the word say with regards to that? Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We're talking about anger, what it is even all about. And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And drop us a voice note also there. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Now, I am looking at Psalm 37, verses 8. Says, cease from anger and forsake the wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Psalm 37, verse 8. Mfundisi Motha, what comes to mind?
Mfundisi, thank you so much, my brother. What a powerful topic. A very complex one. Indeed, anger causes harm to us. Anger is like a burning fire that consumes the soul. My brother, it's something that is not easy to deal with. But one thing that I've learned and I taught myself is that whenever I'm angry, I decide not to speak or not to take any action. I decide to actually avoid confrontation, because I know in terms of anger, many of us, I'm one of them, you know, we end up taking wrong decisions or saying things that would not mean. So at times, all the time, I try to keep myself away from such situations, just to avoid, so that I can be able to calm again. Yes, being angry, it is not a sin. The Bible says that we should not let the sun go down while we are still angry. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, it says, be angry and do not sin. You know, because if you do not have the ability to control your anger, it will lead you into sin. So that is what the Bible says, that you should not let the sun go down while you are angry. Because in that you will be giving an opportunity to the devil, because the devil wants an opportunity to cause a trouble in our lives. So it is very good, my brother Ukuthi, today we are talking about this topic, because you know, this is where we learn, this is where we go. The Word of God says that we should control our anger. We should be able to be slow to anger. When you read in the book of James chapter number 1, verse number 19, it says that we should be slow to anger. Singabantu who react with emotions in everything that we do. So we should be slow to anger, because the Bible says that the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. In other words, you, with your anger, if you will take decision out of anger, if you take decision or action out of anger, those things may not be according to the word of the Father. And you might be even harming somebody. You know, anger, my brother, it can cause conflict. It can destroy and damage families. So it is important, ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should have a way and ask the Spirit of God to be able to teach us, so that we can be able to control our anger. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse number 1, it says, "A soft answer turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up anger." In other words, no matter how we are confronted with situation, but we should speak, you know, words that do not result into anger. We should avoid words that can cause conflict amongst us, because anger is just like a roaring lion. You know, if it is not tamed, if it is not controlled, abantu bangagcina bashise ini umuzi ngenxa yokuthukuthela. So what is important for us, my brother, ukuthi we need to learn how do we deal with anger. Because yes, we are people, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we will be faced with situations whereby one will get angry. But the question is, what do you do uma ngabe ubhekana naleso sifo? So okubalulekile ekufanele sikufunde ukuthi we should be able to control ukuthukuthela, and singa act emotionally, singenzi izinto out of emotion, and we should think for tomorrow. You know, sometimes kuba nokuthi umuntu angathi, but how can I think for tomorrow while I'm angry? You have made me angry now and I want to act now. But whatever decision, you know, That is why they will even advise you, my brother, but when you are angry, don't get into the car. Because you might even cause accidents.
Yeah.
La engelin. Because anger on its own, if it is controlled, if it is manageable, it's not a problem. But when it gets out of hand, you might even put the lives of other people in danger. Yes, it affects other people. You know, even driving out of anger, you cause accident, and then you are dead. Then you could say, you will even be regretting tomorrow and say, but where was I going? Because I know that I was angry. You go, you know somebody that has made you angry, and you go and confront them out of your anger, and you know that the conversation there, it will not end well, because you are going there, you'll be provoking the person, and then that person will be angry, and then what is going to happen? It's fire against fire, and then you fight. But if you allow yourself that, it is more even good when that happens, that at a distance say, no, I will attend to this situation when I am calm and when I have dealt with my anger. Because out of anger, you cannot be able to make a right decision, put.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps. Talk to us directly there. What is anger to you, and what is a recollection? Something that you can say, I remember when I was angry, this is what I'd done. And basically, I can be able to say, this is what happened to me, you know. You can also say, okay, this thing happened to me, this is anger. And in it, I saw myself really faltering along the way, you know. And in faltering along the way, I ended up doing things that I was not supposed to do. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there via phone. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Drop us also a voice note there. Let's hear what you say.
The Gauteng Department of Social Development has officially opened its request for proposals from the NPO sector for funding in the 2026-2027 financial year. All proposals must align with the Department of Social Development's mandate. Interested NPOs are required to apply online using the link provided in the advert. If you experience any challenges with the online application process, you may send an email to npoapplications.socdev, that's SOCDEV, at gauteng.gov.za. Applications opened on 22 August and will close on the 15th of October 2025. Please note, late submissions and hand-delivered proposals will not be considered. The message is brought to you by the Gauteng Department of Social Development, Growing Gauteng Together.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, and let's hear what you say.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we are talking about anger, what it is all about, and what you ended up doing. When it comes to anger, what you ended up doing, and what it did to you. Tell us, let's hear what you say with regards to that. How anger really has done whatever it did. I need to hear as to what it is. Right, and send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And Pastor Masango says, Ngiyambingelela zincegu. Anger is the weapon of Satan. Satan's mass destruction. We all know Cain's anger led him to commit murder. Satan was casted to the world. He was full of anger. The result, we all know, God gave us the room of being angry, but we must not sin. He gave us the room of being angry, but we must not sin. Says God gave us that. Stevo says, hola. Talk to us, Stevo. Let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And we're talking about anger.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
The music of the truth is there. Hey, the truth is. Yeah, the truth is, it's just amazing there. You won't believe. I knew this song through Uvusi Nkosi. My brother, Uvus Muzinkos, I knew this song through him. And not that he was playing it for me. He would be playing it, or it would be playing, and we would be together. It would be playing La Pagubo, we would be together. and listening, just like I knew the Manhattans through him. He wasn't playing them, but they were playing on the radio. And I said, oh, okay. Oh, every time when they would be playing, even now, when they play, I remember Uvus Nkosi, Uvus Mosi. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. Send me a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. When we talk about anger, and this is your personal anger, what does it mean? What can you recollect from it? What does the word say? 082-657-2729. Let's hear.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Alright, babongane.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay nabafethu abayizambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nomndeni wonke we-Radio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha, isihloko anger. Anger is extreme or passionate displeasure. Anger is not a sin. Bitterness is a sin. The anger of God is not like human anger. God is just. He is love and he is good. The words anger and wrath make us think about our own experience of these things. Human anger can be unpredictable, petty, and with no correct relation. God's wrath is the just and measured response of his holiness toward evil. God's anger is provoked. Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 7 say, remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. God is slow to anger. Psalm 103 verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Why does God allow evil to continue in the world? Here is the answer, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He offers grace and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. The day of God's wrath will come, but he is patient to bring it. God's wrath is revealed in these days. Romans chapter 1 verse 18, 24 and 26. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppresses the truth in unrighteousness. 24. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to disown their bodies among themselves. 26. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. 27. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of women, bent in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is a shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. God's wrath is stored up. Romans chapter 2 verse 5 says, but in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. God will do this in perfect justice. No one will be accused formally by the just process of a single sin that they did not commit, and the punishment for every sin will match the evil act. The wrath of God is on sinners. John chapter 3 verse 36 says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life. But wrath of God abides on him. Let not our anger lead us into sin. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. The truth is, we can deal with our anger in both appropriate and inappropriate ways. Think before you speak in anger. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 11 says, a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Delay is a remarkable treatment for anger. The longer you hold your temper, the better your response will be. Things to avoid. 1. Don't suppress your anger. 2. Don't store it up inside. When you suppress your anger, you simply deny that it is there. Denying your anger will make you to be depressed. By denying, you will be lying to yourself that it is a sin. We are to confess our anger and admit the cause. Tell God and the person who provoked you that you are frustrated. After you have done that, you forgive. The cost of mishandled anger, Proverbs 29 verse 22. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. Some people do stupid things because of anger, such as arguments. We find that in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18. Mistakes, Proverbs 14, verse 29. Foolish things, Proverbs 14, verse 17. These are the results we see in us and in others. The truth is, we always lose when we lose our temper. We may lose our reputation, our job, the love of our partners or our children when we fail to control our anger. Refuse to be bitter. Bitterness prolongs pain. It causes serious trouble, hurting many in their spiritual lives. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 says, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many became defiled. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let me come back to you, Jabu. When we talk about anger, and here we have to be like very clear. The anger of a person, not the indignation of the father, the anger of a person. It also comes because of quick tempers. Proverbs 14:17, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly. A man of wicked intention is hated. And anger leads to foolish activities, foolish actions. But also anger can make you to be hated. Jabu?
Very true, my friend, you know, very true, because of there is no one who really would love to keep company of a person in the end. Already, as we said, that it's an evil spirit, not from the Father, our anger, not the anger of the Father, our anger, like the emotional kind of the anger that we are describing. So no one really, because of also, that's why even when it comes to like a short temper. The scripture advises us not to associate ourselves with short tempered people. Short tempered. Also, that's another for anger, to be short tempered. You know, I'm not sure if you've ever heard my friend into acting.
Please.
Just this morning. To be short tempered. Like where you cannot be able to be temperance, to be long suffering, to be forbearance, and also to be patient. When you lack those qualities, you are easily angered, and then you are short tempered. But if we really like can take the instructions of the Father to guard against these ways of anger. According to James 1 from 19 to 20, I'm just going to start with verse 20. It says, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. That's how bad is our anger, human anger.
it does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Instead, it produces the evil that we all regret. You know, like my actions, I'm not proud of them because of I lost incidents, I lost reputation. I also misrepresented the father, so to say. You know. So it means it does not produce the righteousness that the father desires. It produces all the evil that the devil wants to see happening with our lives. And then in verse 19 it says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen. This is the key to guard against anger. To be a person who always listens more than ready to speak. And it says, slow to speak and slow to become angry. So when you are not a person who just interrupts people, before they finish a sentence, already you have the answer or you know what they are saying, that's just the room for being triggered, you know, the room for being led to anger. But when you are a person who is like slow to speak and who listens, you know, it's not that easy for you to anger or to find yourself being angry. I don't know, like people who argue, my friend. People who argue, they are the most people who can easily be angry. Most people who also are characterized by being short-tempered, you know, that's the reason actually they will argue, because of, you know, that they feel like there is that feeling that my point is right, I'm correct, and everyone is wrong, which is wrong on its own. It's wrong on its own for me, myself, and better than everyone, or feeling deserving, had by everyone, because of other people's airtime. You know, because we are all equal. So we must be strong to speak and listen. That will help us really be able to even see the danger of acting in the way that the devil is leading us through anger. Even when we are provoked, when we are attacked, when we are challenged, you know, sometimes find yourself in the workplace where you are pressed in a corner and everything is thrown at you. You know, if you don't have this wisdom, it's easy for you to make decisions that will regret. You know, maybe leave because of the pressure that is put on you. And that pressure, actually, it's meant to come on you. Many of us, but because of you, you do not understand that God has trusted you and give you that wisdom. You're able to really manage the situation by being temperate, long-suffering, forbearing, patient, and also being slow to speak and quick to listen. You just cannot wait for a manager to speak. You already are interrupting them, defending yourself, justifying yourself, and proving them how wrong they are, how right you are. You end up finding yourself in a bad situation because of you are allowing the room for anger instead of just allowing the spirit of the Father to take control and also His way to lead and to guide. Thank you, my friend.
Sure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I'm talking to Jablan Dominic. We are touching base on this. The very issue here is the issue of anger. How do we deal with this?
657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.